RDU 98.5. Dramatic pause there. I am so delighted to have, on the day of their EP release, Marley from Somebody Do Something in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Waking up, feeling good.
Yeah. It's a bit rough these early mornings, isn't it?
It's like not even that early, but
yeah, it's early enough.
Yeah, it is.
How are you feeling release day?
Really stoked. Really glad that it's the day, and also that all the pre-release things are finished, therefore.
Yeah, the admin basically is done now.
Some, most.
So this EP, Archives, mm-hmm. it's called. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, thanks. It's three tracks, and it's named after the lead track, Archives. So it's our first time, actually, ever finally naming something after one of the tracks in it. All of our releases so far have not done that, and we were like, maybe it's time. But yeah, Archives is a song with a very nostalgic feeling to it. It's kind of got like a film over it in that way. And the whole EP was recorded at the Muscle Inn. So for anyone who doesn't know, that's in Onakaka. It's like north of in the South Island. And the owners of the Muscle Inn, they built a log cabin. It's like this incredible, incredibly beautiful place. And the band went to this log cabin and stayed there for a little under a week with the intention of writing and just spending quality time together making music.
Yeah, right.
We brought a bunch of recording gear, but we did it, you know, set it up to like make some demos. And once we set it up, we were like, holy bleep.
It was the acoustics. Just perfect.
It was just like, I hadn't considered the fact that a log cabin, I think the others had considered this, but it's an entirely wooden house. So it's basically an instrument in and of itself.
So
we recorded the tracks there. Like once we heard what the recording quality was like, we were like, this is now officially us making an EP.
Wow. I kind of love the spontaneity of it.
Yeah.
So you went there to write, but these songs weren't written while you were there, were they?
No, actually, that is a valid point. They were developed there. they had a lot of love and care while they were there, but no, they were written prior to that.
Yeah, right. Did you kind of identify these songs as they were going to be an EP together?
You know, we had other ideas, but they ended up coming together in a way that felt like they were representing like almost like 3 points of, I don't even know, I don't know how the best way to put this. Like, I wanted to go like chakras or elements or something, but it is a bit like that. Like,
right, interesting.
They have like a really, an intense depth for all of us, but I think particularly for me, which is like why I'm here today to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm glad you've mentioned that, because from like, I would say, you know, like 5 seconds in on the first song, you're like, ooh, this is moody. This is like some moving stuff. It's a bit different for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's winter, right? In New Zealand anyway. So yeah, but that's not why. That's the only reason. I think it's a good time to release music of that nature because the environment is reflecting that as well. There's a bit of like an internalness about all of it, right? But yeah, the songs do go really internal, especially Archives, the first track, and Slowly Rust, the last track. The middle track is a bit more raucous, which I love because it's got
it's
our
a
classic.
Nice break.
Totally. It's also like 6.5 minutes and
brilliant.
Takes you for a ride. But returning to Archives, I think that one is the lead track also because it's got such an incorporation of all of our instruments still.
Yeah, wow.
And like everyone's, like the violin is creating like a drone effect that makes this like blanket upon which the rest of the track can lie. And then the saxophone, Wilson is playing soprano sax. So it's like higher, a bit more like flute register, not saying it's a flute, just to be clear, at all. But you know what I mean?
Like it's
higher up there and it gives that kind of like wistful longing.
Wow.
Yeah, but the track itself is, it's about, so once upon a time I got married
Did you? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I am no longer married. I got divorced as well. We got divorced. But when we got married, of course, I thought I was going to be married forever.
Yeah, yeah. Because
that's kind of why you get married.
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, there are other reasons, but that's not why we're here today. So, yeah, we got married because we wanted to stay married, but we also got divorced because it wasn't working, and we both had to come to terms with that.
Yeah.
And I think that takes a really long time, like, to actually come to terms with that.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine that process is... Firstly, it would start very confusing, I feel.
Very confusing, yes, yeah. Exactly. And, like, very emotional. And I think, like, at the time when we got divorced, when we decided we were breaking up, you know, that was the biggest heartbreak I'd ever experienced in my life. It was shattering. And so I had to kind of rebuild myself from there.
Yeah, right.
And I didn't know, I was, you know, like, still in my 20s, just like really confused, like you said, and yeah, heartbroken. So many years later, several years later, Archives came to pass because I have come to terms with the fact that, you know, that I'm a new being and that's okay, and there are new iterations of self.
Yeah, right.
And it's a letter to myself when I was going through the process of the breakup. So it's got that nostalgia because, you know, no matter how long it's been, there's some part of me that still, like, was broken.
Of course, yeah.
But there's a lyric in it, like, so it's, like, in the chorus, it says, "Honey, you're a hummingbird, your pieces make you whole." And so that's what it's referring to, right?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, thank you for sharing that. That can't be easy. And also, you know, the opportunity you have now, you can kind of step back, you've got some distance from it.
Yeah.
And the perspective that can give is infinitely valuable
as well,
I think.
Yeah.
Now, I've never been to Onikaka, and I've never seen this cabin, although it sounds amazing.
It is.
What was kind of significant about this is, for this recording, you're all in the same room at the same time doing it together.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up.
which is actually rare for recordings.
It is, especially, I think, modern times. I mean, I think, like, it was very common back in the day, which is, sometimes that is, what you're kind of going for, maybe, like... I guess connection. You get the connection that you... Mm-hmm. It's like playing live, right?
Well, I was going to say, was it almost as if you're doing a performance?
Yeah, except that there was no one watching us except for Jacob, our sound man, who, like, is part of the band. So, it felt there was safety in it. But there's also... Yeah. You really want to hold up your end of the team, because you're a team, right? You're like, we're in it together. We're isolated in this cabin. I have no cell service. Like, okay, we're hanging out, you know? Like,
yeah, wow.
And you're doing these takes, and you're like, you all have to get it right at the same time. So, like, if one person hits a really poor note or just, like, drops some phrases, that's that take done.
You know, that's it.
That's goodbye to that take.
Oh, that's actually really nerve-wracking.
It is, because you're like, it's like a team sport, right? You have to do your best as an individual, but you're also, like, really rooting for everyone else to do their best. And just, like, but when you get it, it's, like, it's freaking pure bliss.
Oh, it must be so satisfying.
Yeah, and you have to, like, wait a couple seconds at the end for the recording to have the time. So it's, like, everyone's there, like, with bated breath, just, like, holding their breath. And then you, like, it's done, and everyone's like, yeah!
Did you have to do many retakes?
There were a couple.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like a one shot. Like, you just got it. It was perfect. There you go. Like,
oh, no, yeah. In a perfect world.
But yeah, but I mean,
that's not going to happen.
No.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, no worries.
I guess the important question is, where can people kind of listen to this EP?
Yes. On all major streaming platforms.
Cool. Yeah, nice.
As much as we struggle with the entity that is Spotify, in this case, like, Spotify is a great spot
we don't endorse Spotify on the station because it doesn't pay artists enough, unfortunately. The platform that's easiest for you. Hey Marley, thank you so much for joining me. It's
so
always
welcome.
A pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing some personal experiences as well in this music. I know that can't always be easy.
Oh, my pleasure.
yeah, I think everyone values from it.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. And to our audience right now, we are going to play that title track. This is called Archives. Get ready to feel yourself, feel your warmth, love yourself. This is such a beautiful song. Once again, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Make you whole.